team. I'm AJ Twist.
And we're back with episode 309 of Unfocused. And is the Electrike episode.
He evolved.
You want to take a guess what he is?
The electric Pokemon?
Good guess.
Thank you.
But he's the lightning Pokemon.
The lightning Pokemon?
You would think electric would make more sense. I was like, damn.
Just when you think already... you know?
I was like, wasn't there already a lightning Pokemon? But I know it was the electric.
No, there isn't.
It was the electric mouse Pokemon. It's Pikachu.
There's definitely a lightning Pokemon that exists already, too, though.
Yeah?
There has to be.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure, but there has to be. Like, of all the other ridiculous shit we've heard so far.
Remember special ability, Static and Lightning Rod? Like, those abilities, like, that you would get passive abilities in, what is it?
The second one or third one? Well, most Pokemon only have two, though, abilities. Mm-hmm. Hidden abilities.
This guy had Static and Lightning Rod.
Okay. Got options. Lightning Rod's not bad. Static? Static's all right.
I forgot what it even did. Anyway.
I think Static's when you get hit, you might get paralyzed.
Oh.
Or if your opponent hits you, your opponent might get paralyzed. Hmm. And then the other one is you can absorb lightning attacks and you might heal off of it. Anyways, that's what you get here on Unfocus.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell by that conversation, this is a podcast where we talk about nerd things.
That's right.
Comics, movies, anime, video games, all that.
All that good stuff. And we're live here on twitch.tv/closure28. It's currently at 1 today.
Which is when we do this.
In case you didn't hear the outro.
We usually start between 7, 7:30, but we're running just a little bit off today.
All right.
Unfocused. Let's start off. AJ, what did you do with your Unfocused week?
I was hanging out at the arcade some more, round one, you know, so that's how I do now. Playing some Street Fighter. Got a couple of good wins in there. I actually ranked up recently. Because I have that Nessica card where it kind of saves your stats. And so I was at rookie at one point. I'm at bronze now, just like at home. So I'm a bronze on the arcades. I'm playing random people here and there. I played this one Cammy one day. It was pretty good. I don't know why. Last time I was there, I played two... what do you call them? Freaking the evil Ryu version. I forgot his name in the game though. Kage. So I played one Kage dude, and after I played him, he came around the other side of the machine because, you know, the machines are like kind of back to back with each other, right? Mm-hmm. And he came around and gave me props, like, hey, good game, man. And, you know, it was easy. I didn't tell him that though.
That would be unsportsmanlike of you.
Right after he walked out the way, someone else took that, I think that same machine right there. And then played again. It was another Kage. I'm like, is this guy's homie or something? This is like using the same character? What's going on?
Let me guess. It was a Japanese guy with glasses so shiny you couldn't see his eyes.
That would have been cool, but no. It was like the security guard that worked there at the mall or some shit like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because he came around afterwards, and I think he kind of like looked around to see who was playing afterwards. He didn't say anything to me afterwards, but I beat him kind of easy, too. I just wanted to get some games in real quick. And then after that, I went into arcade mode again, and I was like, nah, I'm just going to let myself die. And I played more of that pachinko type of game again, and I got all my cards. I got all the cards I needed to complete the set to get my 3,000 tickets. I haven't redeemed them yet, but I finally got that down, so I'm kind of done with that game for now. Play some DDR. Also play some 2DX, some Beatmania 2DX over there, whatever version they have over there right now. I haven't played Beatmania in literally freaking years.
Which one is Beatmania again?
Beatmania is the one with the little turntable and like the seven keys.
Oh, that one.
The black and white keys, yeah. I haven't played that in so long, and I play like an easy like level 2, level 3 real quick, and I beat him pretty easily. Like, oh shit, like I still have the fucking know-how to do this. And I try to step it up to like a level 4, and it fucking killed me so bad.
I feel like I always think of, whenever I think of the hand ones, I always think of Dance Dance Rave. You know,
Dance Dance Rave.
Dance Dance Rave something. You know, the one where it's like hands with over, you put your hands over certain orbs and shit.
Poppin' music. It's
it's a Dance Dance game for sure.
It's not Para Para, because Para Para is also Konami. Maybe it was given a different name in America, but.
No, it's I saw it here in America. It's Dance Dance.
Oh, there's another
Rave
one, yeah. Oh, yeah, there was a Dance Dance Revolution game that has some hand shit going on with it, too, huh?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it might have been that one, yeah.
I wish I could find it. I feel like every time I look it up, I can't find that shit.
What they have now is a game called Dance Rush Stardom. Is their new music game. It has a pad on it, though, but it's like a touch pad almost. And so when you start doing the moves to the game, you literally got to slide your foot across the mat, and it knows where you're stepping. And it's like, that's fucking crazy. I want to try it one day. I haven't had the chance yet. Next time I'm there, I'll definitely want to try it, though. DDR's been kicking my ass. But the last game I played the other day was Holic. I haven't played Holic in forever. And I was like, you know what? I played these last two games pretty good. For my last one, I'm going to play some Holic. Shit, kicked my ass. Halfway through it, I started remembering what the dance, the steps were. And I remember there was like some double step shit like toward the end of the track. And I was like, fuck, I'm already tired as fuck right now. I'm not going to be able to do those double steps at all when I get there. So I was like, I already missed a couple of steps. I was going to give up right now. I just got to fucking let the game just go. And I failed the song purposely out there. I was like, nah, I'm too tired. I can't play it like I used to.
And be like that sometimes aside, when you're old.
Yeah, I know, right? aside from that.
Dance Maniacs.
Maniacs, interesting.
You know that one?
Yeah.
Play that one?
Never played it, no.
Should look that shit up. I'm sure it's probably impossible to find now.
Probably now, yeah. In America, anyways. Unless you go to some old, like, I don't know. Anyways, aside from that, Soul Calibur, got third place again.
Oh, shit, you lost again.
Yeah.
It's counting on you this time, man.
I got cars into,
Soul?
I wish, that would be awesome.
Yeah, imagine she just takes the hammer.
The last Ronin, I let her read the comic.
Oh, she's reading it?
Yeah.
Nice.
And after she read the last one, she's like, oh, my God, do you have the next one? I'm like, no, you're caught up now, just like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, now you're caught up. Now you know my pain.
Now we're waiting every couple of months until the new issue comes out. So, yeah, I got her caught up on that, which is cool. And then I can finally talk about, like, oh, my God, I can't believe what happened. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Really.
Damn, there's a second mix of this shit? Look. See these orbs, you just wave your hand over these orbs when the fucking things come up.
Oh, I kind of seen this before.
Dance Maniacs.
Interesting.
Alright, that's for me for my Unfocus week. Obviously, saw Loki, which we'll talk about very soon.
Oh,
shortly.
Yeah, I saw Loki too.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I also saw Black Widow.
Oh, yeah, AJ has one up on me. I haven't seen that yet. But, yeah, I haven't seen that. I'm almost done with Fear Street. Oh, no, I finished Fear Street 1978. That was really good. That's the second one of that horror triple series. It was made by R.L. Stine. First one came out a couple weeks ago. Newest one came out last week. And then the next one, the final one, comes out this Friday. So, yeah, these movies are really good. First one did a great job of depicting the 90s. And, you know, I wasn't born in the 70s, but I'm sure people from the 70s probably are like, damn, this
movie. You're close, though.
Yeah, fuck you.
No, you weren't.
And, so I've been watching that. What else? I read The Incall again. I'm not done. I just don't want to finish it because it's so good. What else? I heard the newest J. Cole album. That J. Cole album was hard.
Oh, J. Cole, huh?
The one from like a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
It's really, really good. I think it's his best one, maybe.
Okay.
And, I think it's kind of an empty week. I don't feel like I did too much.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I did something else too. Go ahead.
Well, my friend let me borrow this Neil Gaiman Sandman Volume 2. For everyone that knows, I've already read Volume 1. I just never read this. And this TV series that's based on Sandman, just the Sandman, it's going to be based on the first two books. So I get to read this and catch up so I can be ready for the whole series and know what to expect. Cool. Other than that, Digimon, right? You remind me by pulling that out.
Yeah.
I kind of like tweaked my deck to get it where I kind of want it to be. I got some switch out cards. I can switch out, like, I don't know what you call those, reserves or something.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh had a side deck.
Side deck. I kind of got my side deck going now. Like I can have shit to bring out and switch out of it.
Mm.
Right, but yeah, I guess that basically does the Unfocus week for me. It's Splatoon, killing motherfuckers in Splatoon. AJ, that one shot kill, man, just rolling up to them and
yeah,
shit's fucking working, man.
That's crazy.
You gotta catch them off guard, but if you do, you know, you got them.
I found this at Target, a fucking green starter deck. That's all they had. I wish they had others. I don't need it, but I was like,
I thought Target wasn't going to carry these anymore.
They're slowly carrying shit again without telling people.
Can I buy this from you?
I don't know. I already took the booster out of it.
Bitch ass.
It was $10. I got it for the needle sprays.
you wanted it, huh? I got two.
Just in case, you know.
Yeah, I give you, you say it was $10?
Yeah.
I gave you $6 to keep the needle spray.
Why do you want the green deck for? Are you trying to make a green deck?
I might have some kind of messing around with, you know? I don't know.
Do you need a green for that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm yeah, sure. But, like, I got it because, like, fuck, fucking... Because also Wags has been telling me, too. He's like, oh, yeah, I picked some boot. Like, last time he was here, he's like, yeah, I got, like, some cards. Like, oh, where'd you get them from? He's like, Target. I was like... bullshit. And he's like, no, I get my Digimon comes from Target. You got to be there like early though. But like, I'm like in the area around that time at a Target. And I just drop in real quick and I usually fight some stuff there. I was like, that's fucking crazy. Like,
is it cheaper than what we're buying it for?
$10 for a starter deck.
Oh yeah. Cause it's like 20 or 50.
Yeah. Cause card shops got like selling for like 16, 18, $20, sometimes $30.
I had to hit up this Target down the street.
So no, it was at the, what Target was I at?
There's one down here probably won't carry him, huh?
No, Wag says he goes to the one on a Nordoff somewhere. Maybe it's Nordoff in Balboa.
In Northridge, okay.
And then...
That Target. Okay. I see. Man?
I don't remember where I was. Oh, I was over on in Woodland Hills. That's where I got this one. In Woodland Hills over on Ventura and like the Soto. So that's where I picked up that. I was like, I don't need it, but I'm down to pick it up. And I got the booster out of it, and I got a good pull out of the booster. I got a nice holo out of it. That was cool.
What'd you get?
Whatever red hybrid exists, but as an alt art. It's a level 4 alt art, which is interesting too. So I pulled that. Also, I watched Raya and the Last Dragon.
Oh, did you like it?
It was pretty good. Yeah, I liked it.
Did it feel very Avatar-y like you thought?
It almost did. It actually kind of reminded me. I got a little feels for our like Kingdom Hearts and like Inuyasha.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't get too much like Avatar vibes out of it. A little bit with like the creatures, like because they have some like weird hybrid creatures in there and shit.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the things that stood out to me in the trailer too, was just seeing that. There's a lot of blend creatures, or like she had like her own Naga, you know, like,
yeah,
basically.
Exactly. And then the opening, just the way they open it and kind of give you that little intro to the world is definitely Avatar like for sure. But that's like it really. Everything else, like I guess the way to build a team is kind of Avatar like almost in a way. I guess this one kid, he reminds me of, you know, when they go to the freaking, they meet that dude Doc who sells like the fucking ugly looking fish, and then they're like, we also need someone to help us with this. Like, oh yeah, let me get my brother. And he kind of just turns his head around, flips his head around.
Oh yeah, it's him.
They have a dude like that too.
Wow. Well, he was like, got a guy like that.
No, actually, he wasn't like that, but he reminded me of him though.
That's funny.
Yeah, just the way he like introduced himself. But yeah, no, it's a good time. Definitely check it out. It's free on Disney Plus right now, so if you have Disney Plus already, it's already there without the, you know, extra $30 premium pass and all that shit.
Yeah, which I need for Black Widow.
But it was a good time. Okay, I think I'm done now for actual reels now.
That's the end of the news. I'm sorry, that's the end of the Unfocus Week.
Yeah, come back next week for our new Unfocus Week.
Don't forget, you can find us guys on
Twitter,
Apple Podcast, Twitter, Stitcher, you know. What's the main
Spotify.
You always beat me to it right before
I always forget what it is too. That's a ding. collision28.com right now is under construction because we're in the middle of moving servers, and apparently this process is taking a lot longer than I thought it would, but it's happening.
Don't forget, you can email us too, unfocuspodcast@gmail.com, if you have things you want us to talk about or questions about previous episodes.
Or you can join the Discord. I always say go to collision28.com to go find the Discord link, but you can't do that right now. But if you go to twitch.tv/collision28 and do the Discord, the little chat bot there will let you know the link and all that, and you can do it that way. Or just maybe hit someone up on Twitter or something like that, and maybe get you hooked up like that. I don't know. Let's see, you know. All right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So before we get to the news, though.
Oh. Okay. What are we doing?
Should we talk about Loki?
Oh shit! That's right.
All right. So for those that have not seen it, this is probably the part of the podcast where you're gonna want to turn away, or you know, turn
look
off
away.
The volume.
Yeah. Or actually, no. Don't look. Don't look away. Cover your ears. We're not sign languaging, so you're not going to be... You can look at us. Yeah. As long as you can't hear us, you'd be fine.
And yeah, this is a spoiler alert for Loki, episode 6, the finale. So we're going to be talking about the series as a whole.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen any of it, don't watch this part. All right. So
skip around.
That being said, Loki, man, episode 6.
Season finale, first off. Like, yeah, that
not
short.
Not series finale, though.
Oh, yeah, true.
Season finale.
Yeah.
So it was confirmed at the after credits.
Your after credits is like a little label that says Loki will return in season 2. And I was like, what?
Which
season 2?
We haven't got somebody will return in the TV shows. You know how they always do it in the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get that in any of the shows. This is the first time we got that. Kind of hinting that... The other shows are series finales. Like, that's the end of Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah, like, you really can't do a WandaVision season two.
I feel like there's room. I feel like, imagine
I'm not sure
she
how
wants,
you could.
Imagine
Marty,
she wants
maybe.
To teach Vision about, like, her, about human culture.
Okay.
And, like, you know, like, and he's not getting it. He's like, he doesn't understand this
shit.
Like,
okay. I can see that working.
I feel like that could be a lot of fun, you know?
All right. And then Captain Falcon, Winter Soldier. I guess you can do another. Did I say Captain Falcon? Falcon, yeah, Winter Soldier.
I mean, no, what you said the first time is actually more correct now. He's Captain Falcon. You
right,
know?
Like, right.
Yeah, that, you're right. That's another one. Like, you can't really do a second one.
I think you could. Well, he's not Falcon anymore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, remember at the end it said Captain America and Winter the Winter Soldier. Soldier.
Yeah,
like,
so maybe that's a season two, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, for this one, I feel like the way the episode ended, I feel like you can definitely do a season two out of this now. And I guess just depending on what happens in the MCU in the future, I guess you can make some spin-off series off of that. Should we get into what happened?
Yeah, man. It was amazing. We theorized. We were actually right about a couple things last week. We theorized that, you know, that looked a lot like the Quantum Realm in Ant-Man 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp. You know, that fucking world that Kang owns with his castle outside of time. And sure enough, that's really what it was.
Okay.
He wasn't really Kang exactly. He was He Who Remains. And in the comic book, He Who Remains has nothing to do with Kang. He's just the guy who created the TVA, some old fucking alien guy that doesn't fight. And it's funny because I was talking to a friend saying, like, damn, it could either be Miss Minutes, He Who Remains, or Kang. And it kind of turned out to be all three. And I was like, oh, shit.
Kind of did, yeah.
And yeah, but he wasn't exactly Kang. He was technically more, if we're looking at comics, he was Immortus. And Immortus is a version of Kang that before he becomes Kang that realizes Kang is a problem.
I haven't watched X-Men forever, but one of the last episodes I watched where Cable was stuck somewhere in time.
It was Bishop.
Bishop was stuck in time and somewhere, and he's trying to get back, and there's this one crazy dude there just fucking around and shit. But and at the end, when everyone's gone, he turned into this dude and kind of like disappeared.
That's Immortus,
right?
Yes, that's Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, Carla called that too, because once we like saw the episode opening up and we're seeing things, we saw that little long road, and she's like, "Oh, remember that guy from X-Men?" I was like, "Oh shit, I forgot what his name was." But
damn,
it's Immortus,
Carla called it.
Carla kind of called it, which is crazy. But it looks like Immortus is Kang in some version, right?
Yeah, he's a version of Kang that realizes Kang is a problem, so he's trying to stop Kang from doing the things Kang does.
Yeah,
not knowing that eventually this is going to turn him into Kang.
Yeah,
he knows that. But he's like, but no, like, I'm gonna do it. You know, he's like, this is.
I've been there.
Yeah,
haven't we? I know I'm gonna end up like this. Well, I'm gonna stop my. I know I tried to stop myself before, but and I'm not gonna end there. But like, I'm gonna actually do it this time.
Yeah, this time I'm gonna stop it. Like, no.
But and this is no.
Yeah, and you know, he it was another giveaway. He was wearing that cloak that Immortus wears, actually, that big purple cloak.
All right.
Yeah, and so basically he was there to stop Kang, because apparently there was a big-ass, the multiverse war that they were talking about was the Kangs all fighting with each other.
Yeah, he was saying he's from the 31st century, and they finally discovered that there is multiple universes, and apparently he and all his other, you know, universal counterparts all discovered at the same time.
So they all started meeting each
other. Yeah, they're like, what up, man, how you doing? And then
and eventually they were like, fuck that.
Yeah, there are some that were like, fuck that. You know, some were cool, some were not. They broke alliances. A war happened. That whole story was crazy. This whole episode was just Kang talking, by the way.
Dude, I could have watched another hour of it. I could have, too,
because it was really interesting. I was like, fuck. Like, my mind was just being blown every time he was, like, saying something new, giving it some new opinion. I was like, fuck. Like, this is crazy right now.
And you know what's funny that you pointed out the X-Men animated series? You know that little red-haired guy that he was before he actually transformed into Immortus?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Jonathan Majors was kind of acting like that guy.
Yeah, in a way, right? Kind of crazy, like, kind of
like
silly.
Manic and being funny on purpose. Like,
yeah.
And then but when he starts talking to you seriously, he's kind of serious. Like, you know, it's kind of scary. You're like, oh, shit, this fool's really telling me some shit now, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, that was crazy. But, yeah, that whole... Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. And then also, too, like, they're like, you know, who are you? Like, well, I go by many names, you know, some call me a conqueror, you know? Hint, right?
Yeah, that's a big-ass hint. A conqueror, yeah.
But, like, he never actually said his name, so throughout the whole thing, he's credited, I believe, as...
He Who Remains.
Yeah, He Who Remains, yeah.
Yeah.
So he hasn't been dubbed Kang yet.
Because he's not. He's technically not Kang.
He's not, I guess, so.
Yeah, you know, these guys, it's weird. It's, you know, when you get to this point... I never thought we'd get to this point in the movies, but here we are now. You get to this thing with Kang where it's like, it's Kang, but it's not. And this is going to happen a lot from now on, I feel like. Even in Young Avengers, I feel like we're going to see Iron Lad, and even that is Kang, but it's not. And it's like,
And then he is supposed to be in Quantumanium.
He's the main villain of Ant-Man and the Wasp, yeah. Quantumania. Yeah, he is the main villain.
Yeah, so that might not be the same Kang that we just met.
Well, it's definitely not, because this one's dead.
True, that's true, too.
So we killed
But then again, you know, maybe they were in the future. Maybe that Kang was the actual Kang in that time, but then, you know, in the future, that happens. You know, like, we don't know that we're this end of time. He was at the end of time, pretty much, right?
But even then, if we meet that Kang in a previous timeline, he's no longer that Kang anymore. You know what I mean?
Like, I guess. Yes.
He might even be going by a different name at that point, which leads me to a theory. I think the villain, so we know that we've seen Kang here, and he's clearly the villain of Loki and Loki Season 2, right? And like you said, I feel like we're going to see the actual Kang the Conqueror and Ant-Man and the Wasp 2, you know?
Like the one that we're all like fearing and stuff.
Yeah,
like that,
purple
right?
and green, scary ass motherfucker, mean. Yeah. Basically like this one, but mean.
Yeah.
And then I think Fantastic Four's first villain is going to be Rama Tut. Kang.
Oh, okay.
Because Kang goes back in time and decides to conquer ancient Egypt.
Mm.
And he even gets into a beef with Apocalypse.
That's crazy.
Because Apocalypse is from back in those times.
Yeah, you know that the name Apocalypse was, at least the word was saying a couple times in Loki, and I was wondering, like, are you trying to tell us, like, actual Apocalypse,
dude,
or...
Kang and Apocalypse have a lot of fucking history and beef with each other, like...
Mm.
I think Apocalypse was a fucking slave of Rama Tut's.
Oh, wow.
Like, he's one of his workers. And then the fucking Celestials, but, you know, the big-ass motherfuckers?
Yeah, yeah.
One of their fucking spaceship rubble piece crashed near ancient Egypt, and Apocalypse found it.
Oh, shit.
And that shit woke up his mutant gene and made him an advanced version of a mutant, because he had Celestial technology with his mutant powers. And that's why Apocalypse is that nigga. You know, like, that's why he's that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because he's got celestial shit with mutant powers.
That's crazy.
And that's why he considers himself the next evolution for mutants.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's like humans, mutants, Apocalypse.
Damn.
that's how he sees it. You know? Like,
so we're all below him then, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And one thing he says in the cartoon, I'm sure you've heard him say, they call him, yeah, get out of here, mutant. He's like, mutant? He's like, I am as far above them as they are above you. I was like, wow. Wow, what a flex.
Yeah, for real.
I just thought that was interesting. But yeah, man, I really think Fantastic Four's first villain is Rama Tut, because in the comic books, Fantastic Four accidentally time travel to the past, and they run into this fucker, Rama Tut, and he enslaves them, and Reed's like, you're too smart, motherfucker. He's like, you're not from this timeline, are you? And he's like, oh, fuck, this fool figured me out. And, you know, they fight him, you know, and they free the slaves in Egypt. And, you know, that fucker goes back to his timeline like he's supposed to. So I'm like, I could see that happening. And maybe everyone's going to fight Kang, you know, like different versions of him.
That's what I'm thinking
timeline.
Right now, too. Like, maybe in Multiverse of Madness, we'll see a version of Kang. And then Quantumania, we'll see a version of Kang.
And I'm starting to feel like we're going to get an Orochimaru effect. Remember on Naruto, like... There is a point, you thought Orochimaru was dead for sure, like, three times, and they just found a way to keep bringing it in. By the time you get to the last time in the Ninja War, when, like, you know, like, Sasuke wants to talk to Orochimaru.
Spoiler within the spoiler, guys.
Oh, shit, you're right, damn. You know, when Sasuke wants to talk to Orochimaru at the end, and he's like, but he's dead, he's like, he's never really gone. And you're like, why am I surprised at this point? You're just like, whatever, just fucking do it, you know? Like, and like, I feel like that's going to start to be what it is with Kang. Like, they're going to kill him over and over, defeat him over and over, but he's just going to keep coming back because he can't get rid of him.
So, like, I would assume every time they kill him, it's just a different version from a different timeline every single time, right?
Yeah, that, yeah. Or they kill the real one in an earlier version of him, or a later version of him comes up, you know, or some... I remember there's one time, Kang actually beat the Avengers, and he was just about to finish them off, and then Kang came up behind him and killed Kang. And he was like, all right, Avengers, you're good to go. And they're like, what? So, like, shit, sorry. Shit, like, this is a thing with Kang, so I'm afraid this is where we're going in the MCU now.
That's gonna be crazy. All right, well, this just blows open like a lot of things that a bunch of possibilities we can have now. That they can definitely rewrite a lot of the MCU with this door they just opened, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, once they, like, you know, fix some timelines, then they'll be able to, like, like just assume like, okay, well, we fixed this thing, but now this should happen, and now that we have mutants all of a sudden, you know, like I feel like that's gonna be a thing in some way in the future.
Could be Kang's fault.
Yeah,
for all we know.
Yeah,
yeah, I could see that.
Also, so the TVA was created by Kang or by Immortus to stop himself, pretty much, right?
Which is in the comic books, that's Immortus's whole goal, is to stop Kang from fucking conquering everything.
That's crazy.
He knows that he's going to be a problem in the future. He's like, well, I can't stop me from being me, but I can stop myself from being me.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Kang's gonna be like a great meme jokes from now on, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, yeah.
So, and then he gets to the end. We're at the end of the time of time now, right? And he's like, okay, now we're caught up. Like he starts like breaking down, like, but he's not no longer predicting shit anymore. And so his main thing was to have someone take over his spot because he's just like tired of being there, right?
Yeah.
And so
he's been there for we don't know how many years he's been there.
And it comes down to these two Lokis, the god of mischief, by the way. So I'm just thinking like, fuck, they're gonna, if they don't help fix shit, they're gonna just fuck shit up more, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm like thinking right now.
And sure enough, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Sylvie fucks shit up.
Yeah. And then, you know, Loki betrays Loki, and then
which not the Loki we thought was going to betray Loki. I thought our Loki was going to betray her, but she betrayed him. I was like,
yeah.
The fuck? I'm like, why am I so, again, back to the Orochimaru theme, why am I surprised at this point? Like, we just saw the last episode where it was all about Loki's betraying each other.
Yeah, that's funny. And then, and then he ends up, like, back at the TVA, because does she, like, she push him through the portal, right?
Yeah.
To return him to the TVA, and he goes looking for Mobius, who's back, right? And then he finds him, they're like, who the fuck are you? I was like, fuck!
Because Kang already took over in that world, like, it's exactly what He Who Remains was afraid of. That motherfucker came through in that timeline and fucking took over because he wasn't there to defend it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. It's already happening.
So, like, I guess I could imagine the next season is Loki trying to figure out how to get back to the original timeline. Or maybe even just go and fucking figure out how to get back to the end of time and fucking fuck up Sylvie. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe he wants to stop Sylvie. And I really do think this pushes my theory forward that she is Enchantress now. Like, she's a fucking villain in Marvel, you know?
Okay. But yeah, I feel like she is going to be like the main villain. You think they'll probably get to her at some point, and maybe she's like the cause. Maybe she's the villain in Multiverse of Badness. I don't know.
I will tell you for sure that she's not.
Okay.
The villain. I can't tell you exactly who it is, but it's someone who I've guessed before. Actually, is the actual villain in Multiverse of Madness. So.
Okay.
But yeah. What else did we want to say about that that show? It was so great.
It was
so good.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of Kang just talking, honestly, like, thinking about it, but I enjoyed it. Like, I wanted to know more.
Yeah, I was like, keep talking. I loved it when he was like...
It was like coming across the Claire Bible. I was like, just feed me more info, man.
Just tell me more, right? I like it when he was, like, all excited they were there. He's like, Loki? Loki? And he poured them both tea and shit. I was like, what the fuck? It's just funny. Okay, I guess that basically covers it.
I mean, we can go in so many more directions, but I mean,
we'll be here all night.
Yeah, we'll just be here just guessing like different possibilities and stuff.
Okay, wait, one last thing. Did you not feel like the beginning of the episode was set up for Marvel What If?
Oh, yeah. Just the whole thing is set up for Marvel What If. Yeah. With all these split timelines and all that, definitely it's going to be What Ifs. That's what I feel like it's going to be.
And do that furthers my other theory I said last week, that this is the setup for Multiverse of Madness, Thor, Love, and Thunder. And if the rumors are true about this whole Spider-Verse thing, it's also the setup for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because the multiverse is cracked now. And I'm starting to think that maybe this show happens during WandaVision. And him cracking the multiverse is why Wanda can hear a version of her kids screaming.
That'd be cool.
Because her, I mean, as far as we know, her kids should be gone. So, yeah. Like, maybe that's what she's hearing.
Now I want to go back to Infinity War Endgame and listen to what the Ancient One was saying about the time and all that, and you know how Banner was talking about like, yeah, but we plan to put things back and all that. She said they're not protecting time, they're protecting that reality.
Yeah, they're protecting their
but
own
also,
reality.
And also protecting the Time Stone.
Because if the stone wasn't there when Dormammu attacked, they'd be fucked.
Mm-hmm.
That was her whole point, right? Like that, like we need those in case a catastrophic event happened.
Yeah,
and I'm guessing she was implying Dormammu coming out or something like that, you know. And I'm like, But you know what's funny is because now in the actual MCU, we don't have the time stone.
Yeah, I know, which is weird. I want to go back. Actually, I'm technically, I should be watching that next because I went ahead and watched all the Black Widow movies that she was in before watching Black Widow. And now I should go ahead and watch Infinity War. But just to kind of tell you without telling you, have you heard stuff about Black Widow at all yet?
No, I don't know anything.
It's good. I mean, it's not like amazing.
All I know is it's very much like Fast and the Furious. Because it's about family.
Now I need to do a meme where like Vin Diesel's there like on the fucking table like having dinner with them.
They're all there and he's there. Yeah. Oh, I know. He's like, you had dinner with me and my family. Remember, like he was all mad at Brian.
Yeah, damn. But yeah, it was good. But I feel like Black Widow didn't add anything to the universe except for the end credits.
But see, why would you think it would? I mean, it kind of did. I mean, because I'm saying, why would anyone think that it would add anything when it's in the past and it's a
song? Yeah.
And it's always kind of been sold as like a swan song for her. It's like the finale, you know?
Yeah.
So I keep hearing that complaint in the reviews, and I'm like, why is everyone thinking that I was going to do that? Like, it's...
I was hoping, like, I didn't expect it too much, but maybe some... I think there's a little hint of something that we kind of already see already coming that we get at the end of the end credits and all that. So there's something there. So okay. Like, look out for that. Okay. But there's also other storylines that don't quite wrap up that are like, oh, that'd be cool. So there's shit like that. Otherwise, it's just a good story about Black Widow and just, you know, getting her a little bit of her backstory and finding out where the fucking Black Widow's actually in the Red Room and where that all comes from and where they're at and all that. So that's pretty much what the story is right there.
And you liked it?
Yeah, it was a good time. It was fun. Again, you know, it wasn't amazing. I feel like this is not going to be one of the movies like I would want to go back to every single time when I go watch all the MCU shit like I do once in a while. I mean, I probably will still anyways, but like it's not like Dark World bad or anything like that, but it's not like, you know, it's not like freaking one of the Captain Americas, you know?
Yeah, it's funny because my friend told me he thought it was more enjoyable than Winter Soldier, which I think almost everyone agrees is like the best Marvel movie. But the reason he said that he found it more enjoyable is because when you rewatch Winter Soldier, you realize everyone's lying to each other. So the movie's almost kind of like pointless halfway through because like none of it matters.
I was noticing, should we get off this Loki?
I think we're done with that too, right?
But rewatching all those, it was just weird to kind of like go through all of them and like knowing what happens later on, especially going through Age of Ultron and all the little references they make. I was like, fuck, like they're actually predicting shit right here. And like,
how shit was like
thrown in there, you know?
Okay.
And just catching like little moments I didn't catch before. I was like, oh, okay. And actually listening to what they're saying now that I understand the whole story and hearing what they're saying, like, oh, okay, I get more of this argument now, or I get more why this person's on that side and stuff like that.
About like Civil War
and Civil War, shit like that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just seeing all that. Mm. It was pretty interesting. And I was completely like, I feel so stupid watching Civil War. And I was like, yeah, I understand that freaking Winter Soldier killed Tony's like dad and mom. I never full 100% understood why exactly. And then I saw them open the trunk and saw that blue serum in there. I'm like, wait, what's this blue serum shit again? Like, why is that even there? I was like, oh, this is the other Winter Soldier serum. Oh, okay. That's
yeah,
like,
he had the other serum. Yeah.
I'm like, this is the other Super Soldier serums. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I never put that together for some reason.
Which they stole. And that's what they're using to develop those other people.
Yeah.
Which Zemo fucking got rid of that. Like, yeah. Because I guess other people, because it was Hydra that was using him, and then Zemo took him from Hydra, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically Hydra wasn't there anymore, and freaking what's his name? God, just was out in the open by himself, right? Mm. And then that's when Zemo like found the book and fucking learned the code words and found what's his name? Shit. I forgot his name.
Bucky.
Yeah, I found Bucky, and yeah, did all the shit. Yeah, so yeah, a lot of that shit make fun. But it was also funny to see like what happens in the future. Carla was like, I can't see Zemo without thinking about him dancing in the club right now. I was like, true.
Man, it's inescapable.
Yeah,
and like, it's funny. The more we watch, the more I feel like, dude, Dark Avengers, man, we're going there. Like, Agatha, fucking black, U.S. agent. And now fucking possibly Sylvia's Enchantress. Like, we know... Oh, so, and this brings me to my first piece of news. I mean, I don't know if I should say it yet.
You can get into news.
Yeah, go ahead and click the button. We'll keep talking.
Click at the button. Okay! He agrees.
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
The news.
What?
So Corey Stoley is returning.
The fuck is that?
Corey Stoley is returning.
I always see shit in my eyes. So the fact that you're seeing shit is fucking tripping me out. Because I have eye floaters that just kind of float around sometimes. And once in a while, I think it's a fly flying by.
Wait, you mean you have that without actual flies being here?
Yeah. No, I just see like things floating around sometimes. Okay, I guess she did see a fly.
Yeah, I don't think you have a thing, bro. I think
No, I do have a thing. I do have a thing in my eyes.
I'm like, I don't know, bro.
But like sometimes I'll just be chilling and shit. I was like, oh shit, was that a fly right now? But it's actually nothing. It's just the freaking little things that float around my eyes that I see once in a while.
Oh, that happens to me, but only when I smoke weed. Weird. All right, so my piece of news. Corey Stoley is officially confirmed by Marvel to be returning.
Who's this?
In Ant-Man and Wasp. Corey Stoley is Yellow Jacket.
Oh.
So,
I wouldn't be surprised if anyone shows up now in these fucking multiverse shit that's going on, like, just pulling out people out of the woodwork and shit.
Well, I don't think it's a multiverse thing. I think that he's not really dead. Cause
he did get shrink into infinity, huh?
Yeah, we don't know.
So he's not technically dead right?
We don't know for sure.
That's true, okay.
They never confirmed that kills you. Yeah. We thought it killed you because he turned into a little thing of goop. But that doesn't mean you die there. Like, we don't really know.
I don't think he turned into goop. I think he just went fucking subatomic, no?
Maybe he did. I feel like he turned someone into goop and then he got turned into goop.
He turned someone into goop because he turned that guy in the bathroom into goop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anyone else he turned to goop.
He didn't get turned to goop?
I don't think so.
Anyway, moral of the story is he's going to be in Ant-Man 3.
Okay.
And I find that very interesting. Especially when you consider that Dark Avengers theory that I was telling you. It's right up there. It's a fly. Especially when you consider that Dark Avengers theory I had mentioned to you. Like, because now we have a counter Ant-Man. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, now you got Yellow Jacket fucking that can shrink and, like, fight. Maybe Yellow Jacket will crack how to get big, too. And then we'll have a fucking Titan match in fucking New York or something. So I was thinking, like, yeah, this is kind of like fueling the Dark Avengers team. I mean, I don't know what happens in Black Widow, but I'm assuming Yelena Belova is going to be floating around out there. I know she's going to be in the Hawkeye show. So I'm guessing that she's going to be out there and maybe she'll be part of Dark Avengers. Who knows? And I'm like, I just see that team building with Zemo as the leader.
Hmm.
You know, Zemo, I feel like Zemo is going to be the Iron Man and John Walker is going to be the Captain America. And they're going to be like, not liking each other, but bouncing off of each other. You know what I mean? Like, I could see that really being a thing.
Interesting.
And yeah, Yellow Jacket coming back to me kind of confirms that. Imagine that with Agatha, like throw Agatha Harkness in there, like, and Sylvie, like, it's starting to sound wild, like a crazy ass group of people. But yeah, man, I don't know, I just find that interesting. I feel like that's really where they're going with it. Okay. So we're going to get Yellow Jacket and Kang the Conqueror in the same movie.
Huh, true.
I wonder what the connection will be, if any. Maybe they have to team up with Yellow Jacket to get out of Chronopolis, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. You know, I feel like this is going to be the first serious Ant-Man movie, you know?
I think they'll still find a way to make it funny, but you're right. I think it'll be more serious than the previous two.
Yeah, because I feel like the other two, like, are not that serious. Like, we don't get too much, you know, improvement or any, like, development in the whole MCU and in the Ant-Man movies,
mm-hmm.
other than Ant-Man exists. I guess we got the fact that he can shrink so small and go, like, you know,
subatomic, in time.
Yeah, subatomic. I think that helped. Like, we get little things sometimes, but never, like, a big thing.
I mean, he turned into Giant Man. How much bigger you want?
True. Seeing Giant Man show up again in freaking Civil War was awesome.
Oh, that was the best reveal ever, dude.
Because I forgot about it until he did it. I was like, oh, yeah, Giant Man, that's right. And I was just tripping all over again. But, yeah, that was fun to go back on that. All right, but, yeah, interesting seeing him back.
All right, AJ?
If you want to throw out more, because I literally only got like four pieces of news.
Wait, what? Yeah. Okay. So, a copy of Elder Scrolls.
A copy?
You know, Elder, like a game, you know?
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls, for Xbox 360, get this, sold for $600.
What? Why so much?
Because it was sealed and graded at 9.2.
You know what? A lot of games like that this week have had that. The Legend of Zelda NES sealed.
What?
Was also sold for like so much money. And I think a version of Mario 3 for NES as well was another one.
Wow.
Also sold for a lot recently as well.
There must be there's
some auction going on right now, yeah.
Yeah, some kind of... Maybe it's a big game auction that we don't know about. Maybe it's like the Greed Island shit, you know? We need to get our copy of Greed Island in Hunter x Hunter, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, this is graded at 9.2. That's a really high grading for anyone that doesn't know about rare items.
Yeah, the one of the Mario 64. That's what it was.
Yeah. For a Millie?
Yep.
Wait, yeah, do we have Lil Wayne on the fucking...
We used to. Oh, no. Man. But I think it was a 9.8 grading on that one.
Damn.
Yeah, one of the Marios was like 9.8.
Oh, Millie. I was like, damn, that's pretty crazy, man. That's a lot of money for a fucking game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just found that insane. $600 for Elder Scroll, and I'm assuming that someone's going to flip this. I don't think this is really... Someone got this for playing, because... It's the same game you can still buy anywhere, you know? Like, you can buy it online, you can buy a physical copy without having to get the $600 version. So I'm assuming this person's buying it for the fucking value of the sale.
Yeah.
You never know.
I see no other reason to get it because, like, the game still exists. You can still play it right now. People are still playing
it. It's not out of print, you know? Yeah. Like, it's still around.
That's interesting, yeah.
If anyone happens to have a 9.2 sealed grade of Skyrim just laying around your room, you might
you need still sealed.
You need an extra $600, you know, you got an option.
Nice.
AJ, your turn.
All right, I guess. I'll go out with the cheap news and I'll save the big one for last.
Okay.
But apparently we're gonna get I'm gonna throw this over here. LeBron James in Fortnite.
The fuck?
Yeah. They just throw anything in the Fortnite nowadays, right?
So last week it was Loki. And this week it's LeBron James.
Oh, Loki's in fucking Fortnite too?
Yep.
Yeah, like I said, they just throw anyone there. Yeah, I think that, didn't we have like Street Fighter characters in there like not so long ago?
I think we did, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, so it looks like he's going to be coming July 14th around 5 p.m., which is tomorrow. Oh no, later today. He's probably already there, actually. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific, and it's already, what, 8 o'clock here right now. So he's already there, probably. And I think this is more so to promote Space Jam, the new Space Jam movie with him.
Makes sense.
Featuring or starring him, you know, whatever you want to say. But yeah, so that's what, I wonder what this video is. Yeah, it looks like we just... What is it? Oh, he has different outfits. Apparently, he has his Toon Squad. He has his freaking king look. What the fuck? Why does he have wings?
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah.
His fucking super mode. He has a super mode, bro.
Yeah.
He hasn't used it in the games yet, but it's coming, dude. Like, you know?
Yeah, look, there's three different versions of him, like, falling in there.
He's saving it for a serious playoff game, you know, when he breaks the wings out.
In case you get to make that last shot, you know, and needs to fly over some people real quick and fucking wings open up like Captain America. I can say that now.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, you can say that. That's right. Captain motherfucking
spoilers.
America.
but yeah, so look out for that if you're still playing Fortnite.
All right. So I don't know if you've seen that there's a new Snake Eyes trailer for G.I. Joe. Like, they have a live action.
Oh, yeah. I've seen billboards for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the trailer yet?
No.
Dude, it looks pretty sick. I don't care.
I haven't seen any of the G.I. Joe movies.
Me either. And I don't care to see them. Mm. But I'm just going to say, watching the trailer, I was like, yeah, this shit looks pretty sick.
Maybe just appreciate the trailer, you know?
That's
a good trailer.
I mean, when I was a kid, I loved G.I. Joe. So I might even watch this one just because it actually looks more canon than these fucking armored suits they had in the other shits. Because that's why I didn't watch the other movie. Because I'm like, what's these armored suits they have? They didn't need that shit, you know? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Marlon Wayans?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
The trailers, I've seen them.
Yeah, but like watching the Snake Eyes guy fight, like, oh, that's how Snake Eyes really was in G.I. Joe. He was just a fucking ninja that betrayed Cobra Kai and like fucking joined the G.I. Joes, you know?
Cobra Kai? Is it? Or no, dude, this is Cobra.
Sorry, Cobra. Yeah, Cobra Kai.
I was like, he's part of Cobra Kai?
No, wait,
oh,
I think it is Cobra Kai, bro. Hold on. I think it is Cobra Kai for G.I. Joe. Hold on.
I want to know, too.
Now we got to know.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe Cobra Kai.
Cobra Commander.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking about. Cobra Commander. Yeah, yeah, it is. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, it's just Cobra as a fictional terrorist organization. Yeah, it's just Cobra.
Oh, okay. There you go. But yeah, I mean, the trailer looked really good, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm interested in this. It's cool. Like, just the idea of it looks accurate and shit.
Yeah.
However, apparently there's going to be a follow-up to continue with it. There's going to be a G.I. Joe animated series, and this is the first one since the 80s, one that I grew up on. Never mind, I guess.
Okay.
yeah, it's the first time they followed up with that since I was a kid. You know, they're doing a new G.I. Joe animated show, and it's going to connect directly to that Cobra Kai movie. I don't know if that Cobra Kai movie is connected. I'm sorry, if that Snake Eyes movie is connected to
like the previous movies.
I don't know, but I just find it interesting that the cartoon is connected to the Snake Eyes movie.
That's interesting.
And like, they're going to keep expanding the lore through multiple media. It's like, that's cool. That's the way to do it, man. That's I like that idea. But yeah, so keep an eye out for that. Other news, WandaVision.
Oh, shit.
Acquired 23 nominations for the Emmys.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
23 nominations.
I heard that Don Cheadle was nominated for Falcon Winter Soldier.
What the fuck is going on, bro?
He was in there for like, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes.
Bro, if I was on the board, I'd be like, the fuck is this? If I saw his name on the nomination, like, what?
Yo, if I was Don Cheadle, I'd be like, fuck yeah, why not? Like,
that's what he said. He had an interview about it. He's like, yo, I'm just as confused as everyone else. I don't know why I'm on the nominees, but I'm fine with it.
Yeah, right?
So his answer is basically what you say, AJ. Fuck it. All right, yeah. Fine, I'll take
it. Yeah, that should have been. Like,
so weird.
Why is anyone surprised? Did you see his acting?
I mean, it was good. It was good. I was like, the fuck? And just to shut up the haters of Star Trek Discovery and Star Trek Lower Decks together got 5 Emmy nominations. I'm like, so shut the fuck up. People are saying those suck. I actually like them a lot. And so I'm really, and I've been a Star Trek fan since Next Generation.
Okay.
They're good. People stop hating.
All right.
They're winning awards, you know?
That's cool. All right, nice. But yeah, this is like the first Marvel fucking thing to be nominated in this sense, right?
Yes, sir. Marvel never gets nominated for any serious awards except for costume design and VFX.
Oh, what are they being nominated for in this?
More than that. Also for acting, best... You know,
oh, yeah, they have 34 nominations. Yeah, there's a lot of categories.
They actually
it's
23. 23. That's what they got nominated for, is 23. But, like, some of them include best actress, best supporting, best lead. Like, and Marvel never gets nominated for that shit.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it sucks that we had to start with the TV shows, but
yeah.
You know, at least it's happening. You know, that's cool.
All right, that's cool. Nice.
Yeah, so everyone place your love for WandaVision out there. AJ already pointed out Don Cheadle getting fucking nominated for whatever reason. Yeah, that's it. You got some news, AJ? All
right, yeah. So if you want to be blinging, but you also want to represent some Nintendo too, you might want to buy this $2,000 Tag Heuer limited edition Super Mario smartwatch.
Interesting.
$2,150, you know?
Does it do all the cool things like, people? Here we go.
I'm not sure if it does any sound, but check this out. It does do some animations. So like, you can see him grow. You can see him pop out of a tube. It's a smartwatch, so it has a digital like LCD screen on there. So yeah, you can get him to like do some crazy shit. As far as the sounds go, I don't know. I'm not sure how their smartwatch features are, but this looks cool. It is limited edition. I think they're only doing 2,000 of them. So if you want to get one. I feel like they might be doing more Nintendo stuff though. So like, I want to see if they're gonna do like a Yoshi one or maybe like a Bowser.
You should look it up and see if anyone's talking about it.
Yeah, this one comes out also today. Oh no, tomorrow. My bad. The 15th. But yeah, so look out for that. It's one of those TAGs. So I know that's a reputable, like, you know, watch thing. I didn't know their watches were like that expensive though, like that. But yeah, if you're into that, you know, fuck the Rolex, you know, get one of these. Check this out too. I really like this right here. Like, look how like detail they got with this shit right here.
Dang, the M on the fucking knob. That's cool.
A little crown right there, even around the edge of the watch.
Oh,
right,
a little
there.
Mushroom.
Yeah,
that's
they got
pretty
the little,
sick.
Like, this is the back of it there. Comes out to this little cool pillow for it. But yeah, like on the edge right here, there are like little like mushrooms and stuff like that. Actually, this one doesn't show it. Why did we see it in this one though? That's weird. But it's actually on there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like it's engraved on there.
Yeah, it's engraved. Like it's part of the, even this M on the side of it too. Even the band is kind of like, is there any pictures? Oh no, you can't see it. But I think it also has like some Mario on the band too. I think it does. Actually, I could be wrong about that. Maybe I saw something else. But yeah, that's cool watch.
That's ballin'.
With Nintendo doing some stuff there.
All right, couple pieces of news here. A new show is finally debuting on CW's streaming app, and for those that are fans of comedy and horror, it's one of my favorites. It's a spinoff of one of my favorites. There's a movie called What We Do in the Shadows from 2014. It's hilarious. Highly recommend it. There's some characters in there, some fucking incompetent cops. They got their own spinoff, Wellington Paranormal. It's all about these cops just dealing with aliens and supernatural shit and just fucking it up. It's a comedy show. I'm really excited to check it out. There's two episodes up right now. You can also watch this on Hulu if you want. It's available right now.
Nice.
This is also know if you're a fan of this, there is a What We Do in the Shadows TV show on Amazon Prime. That's, I don't know if it's connected to this directly, but it is a thing. So I highly recommend you guys check that out too. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Wellington Paranormal. If you want some comedy horror shit, it's out there. Other things real quick. Black Widow made $218 million.
Oh, yeah. I should have put that in my news, but I wanted to talk about that because, I mean, how much? 200?
Well, $218
million. $218 million overall, right? Because this
was up to a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
So now it's probably at like three or four, I would imagine.
Because I know for the opening weekend, I think it was something like around $90 million in theaters. And like $30 million, something like that, for Disney streaming? Plus streaming, yeah.
$30 million for streaming?
Something like that, yeah. It was like...
That's a lot, bro. 30 million people paying $30?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fucking money, like, dude.
I guess that would be 10 million people paying $30, right? Or 1 million people paying $30 to get 30 million? A million people.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Right, but that's only on the opening weekend, though, you know? So,
damn.
Who knows where it is now?
And I'm thinking about streaming it, too. So, how many people are like me? They're like, fuck, I was waiting, and now I'm going to just fucking stream it. Like, there's probably a bunch of people like that.
Yeah. And then some people were talking about it, and they were mentioning stuff like, this is not like money. Like, people that streamed it, these are not people that would have decided to stay home instead of going to the theaters. These are people who normally can't go to the theaters, most likely.
It's true. It's true. I have a lot of coworkers that are like, yo, I don't have time to make the theaters.
Yeah.
Everyone's fucking going to see it. I'm not going to do a drive-in, so I'm just going to rent at home and just watch it when I get home from work.
But not only that, but like people, kids. Who wants to take their kids to a theater? Yeah. Like, you know, we have a 2-3-year-old and all that, you know? Yeah, you don't want to do that. So rather like do it at home. Like, hey, kids, try to watch this movie with us. Or, hey, kids are asleep in the room. Let's go ahead and watch this movie now.
Widow, yeah.
So, yeah. So I think that's like where a lot of the money is coming from as far as streaming goes. So it's not like this money would have been made in the theaters anyways. This is just addition to people that did go to theaters because these people probably weren't even, you know, considering going to theaters. Yeah. So that's something to consider there and think about.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Other piece of news. So, you know, Urkel has made a return.
Oh, shit.
Our boy has come back as Urkel. Was it Jaleel White?
Yeah.
He has made his comeback as Urkel, doing the full costume and everything. And you know what it's for? It's to sell his weed.
That's why he was Snoop right here, huh?
And that's why he's with Snoop. Did you ever in your life...
Wait, what's it called?
Purple Urkel. Which is has been a famous weed strand forever.
Yeah.
He talked about in an interview how hard it was for him to buy the license for the name Purple Urkel.
That's
to
crazy.
Get it. And, you know, people were even putting pictures of Urkel on the fucking weed canisters and when they would sell it.
Yeah.
So, and that's all money he was never getting.
Yeah.
So he fucking bought the name Purple Urkel, which was a bitch, he said, so that he can have license over shit that they were using from him anyway.
Yeah.
And so now he's got a fucking brand. He's selling it regularly. Snoop Dogg's supporting him. And he's promoting it with commercials with him as Urkel doing the voices and shit. And
that's crazy.
I think there's even a promo pic with him as Stefan, too. Like a promo pic.
Damn.
It's not an interview, but it's just like him with like a hip-hop hat and like a long-sleeve shirt and no glasses. He's like Stefan's brand, you know, whatever, like something like that.
That's funny.
So,
well, that's cool, though.
Urkel's back.
There's bitches. No, like, collision strand or anything like that that exists, right, that we need to get on? Or
no, but we can trademark it right now if you want. I have the trademark website ready. I'm waiting for this day.
Just in case, you know, what I'm missing out on.
I've been waiting for this day.
The unfocused strand or something, you know?
Yeah, the unfocused strand. That'd be a great name for a weed.
Right.
The unfocused, you know? Okay. All right. AJ,
that's
your
cool.
turn.
All right.
Wait, how much you got left?
I got two more.
Okay, wait. I'll go again. The Wheel of Time.
What?
One of the most complicated book series ever made. They've been trying to make this shit into a fucking movie or show for fucking decades. But now it's really happening. We've talked about it maybe a year ago. Amazon bought Wheel of Time, and they said they're going to make it into a thing for real. Let me tell you, AJ. I found a YouTube video. I know I've been trying to fucking kill that guy. I can't catch him slipping. I tried to watch a YouTube video so they could explain to me what the Wheel of Time is. because people would not shut the fuck up about this book. Like, it's one of the most heady, crazy-ass sci-fi books you could ever read.
But they won't tell you what it's about.
Yeah, they say they can't. They say they can't.
Oh, like,
they
like said, one of those.
Yeah,
like...
they don't even know how to fucking tell me.
Damn.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So I watched a YouTube video about it, and they were like, so they're like, there's seven worlds where they're all spinning in a certain harmony, and together they create a song that creates the universe and expands the world. And I was like, what? I was like getting so lost right away. I was like, yo, what the fuck? And I was just reading the like listening to the video of someone explaining what it's about and how it works. And they're like, yeah, how like, yeah, there's one world where they're knights and fucking fighting dragons and shit. And there's a world where they're people and like doctors and fucking just regular shit like us.
Okay.
And all of it fucking connects to tell one big fucking song, one story. And that's who they're, and someone wants to cut the song off and that's who they're fighting. And it's like, there's like fucking 14 books because you keep jumping between different seven worlds.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's insane. Anyway, this is going to be made into a show.
Okay.
And luckily, what was announced this week, The Wheel of Time will also be getting a movie trilogy to pair with the show. And I know it's weird, but I'm actually glad they're doing that.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
It's too big, bro. I was like, my head was hurting listening to the description of it. I don't know. I'm not, you know, I don't think I'm the smartest motherfucker, but I think I'm pretty good at grasping stories and nerd shit, you know? But I was, like, just so confused when they were talking about Wheel of Time. I'm like, whoa, this is a lot to deal with.
That sounds interesting. But, like, because it sounds so complex, I think they definitely need to split into, like, some TV series.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if all these TV series doing well, like on Disney Plus and shit, hopefully they start doing more shit like that.
And Netflix, Shadow and Bone, bro.
You know what I like, too, actually? Going back to... oh, fuck, this might be spoiler. But going back to Loki and the new character that we just got, I'm glad they kind of explained him in this TV series and spent like a whole like hour doing that rather than try to like tell us in like, you know, 10, 20 minutes in a movie, you know?
Yes, I agree 100% AJ.
So next time we see him, we kind of already know what he's about. We're like, oh, it's that dude from over there, right?
I 100% agree, AJ. That's the plus of the Disney, no pun intended. That's the advantage of the Disney Plus shows, that they don't have to fucking, they no longer have to use the movie to tell the whole villain story.
Yeah.
Just for them to not matter afterwards. Like, now we can set them up in, like you said, set them up in a show,
yep.
Execute their story,
yep.
And just keep it going or get rid of them, however you want to do it.
And you know what I noticed too, while going back watching like all the Avengers movie, or all the Black Widow movies that she was in, right? Mm-hmm. After what movie was it? After Age of Ultron, they got like really funny all of a sudden. Like the comedy and the jokes were like really there like a lot. Age of Ultron, my bad.
Okay,
Age of Ultron.
I'm glad you said that because I was like, bro, I don't know. Ultron was like the jokiest one to me.
No. It started there for sure.
I think that you're right. They started there and they decided to pull it back a little. Because like, I felt like they got less jokey, because Ultron was mad jokey, bro. Like,
yeah, that it little, was.
That one of the best scenes in all of Marvel shit was in the beginning of Ultron, but they were just not stop fucking cracking jokes.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's still funny, it's cool.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, this is so badass, but you guys just keep fucking cracking jokes.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of distracting me a little bit from the
like,
badass stuff.
I enjoyed it more, but I never realized how just different it was from the previous movies. Like how often they were just cracking jokes. That might just be the directors that were part of it that time.
Joss Whedon. That's Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon did Avengers though, the first one.
He
though, does. Right?
He loves jokes.
So it wasn't him.
He loves jokes.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know who did it though, but I think they're able to do that better because they've already introduced all those characters before, and they already had a whole movie before. So that's why I'm saying, like, you know, introducing this new character in Loki will give us more time to enjoy what the character is like and how he interacts with other people later in the movie. So these TV series are good for that.
And I also think they're taking advantage of it in the way, I like what you said there. I think in that same way you're talking, I think they're also taking advantage of the fact that now they can present us with a starkly different Kang and surprise us. Because, you know, when he comes up all cold and fucking mean and shit, we're going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is this the same motherfucker? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
we'll be able
kind of nervous about
on,
him
yeah.
and shit now. Like,
yeah.
It's a cool contrast. Cool contrast.
Yeah. And then, like, with this, you know, book series you're talking about, too. Yeah, it would be good to, like, not fucking cram all these stories and all these worlds into, like, you know, just three movies that are probably going to be, like, 2 hours max each, right? You know, better to kind of spread out and give us more in-depth details, you know, to make those movies matter more.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's cool. And I think that's a that's the new way that we're going. Well, at least Marvel's going that way right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways.
Yeah. Let's see. There's a group called the Nancel Company, which they produce shows for Disney Plus, Behind the Attraction and Netflix Down to Earth with Zac Efron. Which is weird, because these are both like behind the show kind of, behind the scenes kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But this company is going to be spearheading the creation of something that we should, that's pretty popular in the old days. Silverhawks. And you ever used to love Silverhawks and like watch the reruns of that when you were a kid?
I don't know what this is.
Good.
Oh, no, I don't know what this is.
Okay, well, good. I mean, I was going to say, I had never fucking watched it before, but I know what I know what it is. And it's like all these flying guys with armor. I think it was a Japanese thing first, and then America took it, but didn't want to use the Japanese version, so they made their own version of it.
America did some shit like that all the time.
Yeah, and you can tell. It looks kind of like Bucky O'Hare, like the style of art and shit.
Was Bucky O'Hare like that, too? Was Bucky from Japan?
No. Oh, it wasn't. Okay. I'm just saying the style of art. Like the style of art.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, bro. They're fast and they're up there. Anyway, yeah, but that being said, they're making a new Silverhawks show to try and bring it to a new generation. There's going to be a reboot of it, American style. We don't know what they're going to take and leave out.
Oh, dude, there's two.
Yeah, there's two. Yeah,
I did not know
there's
that.
There's two, yeah. But it's going to be, you know, they're the 29th century. They're metallic superheroes, like with armor and shit, protecting citizens of the Limbo Galaxy. That's their whole thing. This also is connected to Thundercats, but they're not. Whoa. I don't think they're going to be doing any Thundercats thing to go with it. This, I think they're just doing Silver.
They're part of the same universe?
I think so.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But like I said, they're not going to be touching Thundercats. They're just going to focus on Silverhawks for now.
Okay.
But yeah, if you're a fan of that old school shit, I mean, which we are sadly not, we don't care about it. We've never seen it.
Never seen it, so.
But, you know, if you are fans of it, we're not hating. Check it out. Let us know about it. Tell us why we should watch it. Email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you're old enough to remember it.
AJ, your turn?
Sure. So, EVO Evolution Tournament. So it's kind of going on right now. They've been streaming some stuff recently. They're doing like warm-up matches and stuff. The actual main tournament stuff hasn't begun yet. But when that does happen, they're going to be splitting a lot of the games into separate like regions. Because it's all EVO's going to be online this year, right? So there'd be like a region for like Japan. There'd be like East Coast, West Coast, and America probably. Or maybe just U.S. Kind of depends on the game. And it really does depend on the game too, because The EVO creators, the Canons, they were on the show, the Ultrachin TV show, the Tuesday show, kind of talking about this too and why they have the thing split up. And it's all because of how the netcode works and how can people connect with each other. So certain games are more split up than others. Some are more broad areas because, you know, their services is better for that. But once all these regions are done, sure, we'll have like, you know, winners in all those regions, but what they're going to plan to do now too is they're going to have a big showcase, and I think it's November is when they're going to do this. Well, they'll bring all those winners from those regions into one location in Las Vegas actually, and then have them play their tournaments in person, only without the crowd. So it's not going to be open to the public or anything. It's just a showcase, again, a showcase, right? To kind of show them and play out their final matches. I think they're planning to have around 40 competitors at the end of this, probably 36 or whatever the number would be normally for a normal bracket. Actually, no, it is 40. Yeah. They'll finish it off in some big bracket with these characters or these people, like maybe over a weekend or something like that. For all the five games, for Guilty Gear Strive, Mortal Kombat 11, Skullgirls Second Encore, Street Fighter V Championship Edition, and for Tekken 7. We'll have like a big finals that we all kind of watch together, which would be cool. And it's all going to be in person too, which is even better. So now there's no fucking shenanigans going on. And of course, the competitors there will also be happy with, you know, no lag and all that too. So it sounds good. What they're going to have to do though is fly everyone in though.
Hmm. A quick question. When are we doing our tournament? I keep forgetting the day.
We don't have an actual date yet. It's going to be sometime early to mid-August is kind of the aim right now. They're even talking about, hey, doing it on a Wednesday.
Oh, well, that'd be dope. We'll just make it a special on Unfocused, not even do an episode. Yeah, that'd be cool.
So we can do that too. And then for people listening, we are planning, because we have a crew that we play, you know, Soul Calibur with every weekend, right? Apparently, we have friends who have their own little crew that they all get together. I think they all get together on Wednesdays, and they play, like, mostly, like, Tekken, mm-hmm. maybe some Smash and stuff like that. So we're doing like this little crew battle with each other that we're going to put together and cast it. So just keep a lookout. We'll definitely talk more about it when it comes up. But it's pretty much going to be like, it's going to be a crew battle. It's going to be 3v3. And it's going to be like, it's going to be over different games. There's going to be like a wheel of games that will get spun to kind of figure out what game is going to be played. And then we get to choose what person will verse another person to play that game. So we kind of all need to be somewhat good at certain games. And if a game that someone is good at, we're going to be sure to put that person up front, you know. So it should be fun. And then we're going to plan on streaming it here on Collision 28 here on Twitch. So look out for that in the future.
Keep an eye out, guys.
You heard it here first.
So, new information. Who knows about this? Because Star Trek has been having some weird-ass movie reports that we've been even reporting the past couple years. And nothing seems to be solid. Like, the Tarantino movie's not sticking, so we don't really know. But, the Star Trek movie that's being worked on right now has apparently bagged Matt Shakman as the writer. And that's the guy who wrote WandaVision.
Mm.
He's going to be working on the new Star Trek movie. Like I said, I don't know if this is really happening because they've said a lot of cool things about different people they've been hiring and trying to work with, including Noah Hallett, the guy who does Fargo, and including Quentin Tarantino, you know, from such thing as Pulp Fiction and Kill Bill, which I don't even know what a Star Wars movie would have looked like with him in it or him writing it. You know,
talking for sure.
Maybe a lot of like killing, but not with the phasers. You know, like maybe just feel like. Killing each other, you know, beating each other to death and shit.
It'd be like a lot of like, you know, cold, like slow, like, you know, dialogue going back and forth. A lot of someone's head gets to get chopped off out of nowhere, like, what the fuck?
Imagine that was Star Trek, bro. That's fucking weird.
Hmm.
But yeah, so that's and hopefully Matt Shakman, the writer of WandaVision, will do some cool shit with that. Other quick piece of news. So on the official Dune website, they're advertising a special 2-day theatrical event at the IMAX theaters across America. The funny thing about this theatrical event is it's not the Dune movie. It's the Dune trailer.
What?
That's how fucking hyped this Dune movie is.
They're going to show a trailer in IMAX.
This is how big it is. And it's sold out.
How?
It's already sold out, right? That's the craziest thing about it, right?
So how the long IMAX, is this trailer?
So apparently it's going to include an exclusive look at Dune, which will showcase never-before-seen footage.
Okay.
And music from it.
Okay.
And other surprises. I'm assuming maybe some of the cast will be there. And then they'll finally, at the very end of it, unveil the new Dune trailer.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool then. I'm not too mad at it. I thought people were going there for like 2 minutes.
Oh, to see that movie, yeah. That trailer. It's basically like a Dune hype party. It's just kind of get everybody like, yo, it's coming out in theaters. We want everyone to get hyped. It's coming out. So you guys can like look around and try to sign up for this. However, the disclaimer says even if you have a ticket, arrive early. Seating is first come, first serve, unless you're with the press. This ticket does not guarantee you a seat.
Damn.
Theater is overbooked to ensure a full house. They overbooked it on purpose.
Wow.
I guess quarantine's over.
Like, I know, right? I was about to say too.
You overbooked it on purpose, you motherfuckers?
Can you do that?
I don't. Well, I guess now you can. A lot of the restrictions are lifted, so maybe they can.
Damn.
I'm like, that's interesting. That is. I don't like that.
And you gotta expect people to show up and not have a seat, so they're gonna be like standing in the background or some shit.
Yeah,
probably.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong.
I mean, it's only a 2-minute trailer, so I guess it's all right, right?
But like all the build up for it, you know, it's gonna be a behind the scenes look, probably interviews, probably all this shit.
I can imagine that all like being like in 45 minutes. So I can imagine this being like a whole hour just event. You know, them talking. You know, maybe showing some concept art and all that.
I think you're right, AJ. I think it's an hour event. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can stand for an hour.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
I'm someone who read the book, and I'm fucking excited for it, but I just don't know if I would want to fucking do all this. Not if I have to fight for it. If I could just get it and, like, show up and just be there and wait for it or whatever, I'd be down. If I gotta fucking be online looking to try to get a spot, like, nah, I'll just wait for the movie to come out.
Yeah.
So, maybe I'm not the hardest of hardcore fans. I don't know. Okay, that's two things in a row. AJ, you got one more thing?
I got one more thing. You ready for this?
You ready?
You ready,
bitch? Tell me.
All right. So, new game coming out pretty soon. And it's kind of like shocked a lot of people. I don't think anyone saw this coming. And the crazier thing is that it's coming out pretty soon, too. It's a game. It's going to be coming out for all systems. Right now, it's rated pending. We don't know what the rating is on this. Hopefully, like E. But check it out. We got Michelangelo. We got some dude here from some game. These are all Nickelodeon characters. Powder Toast Man. You got Sam. So this is a fighting game, Nickelodeon fighting game called All Stars Brawl. It's made by some people who have a good rep. It's developed by someone called Ludacy.
Sounds familiar.
They did a game called Slap City, which people were saying like it was a good like wannabe like Smash Brothers. And it was really good. The people that played it like really loved it. So those people have made this game. So it has some good developers behind it, which is cool. And then the fact that you got this IP, you got Nickelodeon as an IP, is fucking crazy. And then some of the characters that you can see here, we got SpongeBob, we got Patrick, we got Zim from Invader Zim.
Oh, that's dope.
We got this Phantom, Danny Phantom, which I've never seen it, but it looks pretty cool. Ninja Turtles are there because Nickelodeon does own Ninja Turtle now. They did buy the whole thing, so they can have turtles in here. They even have the Technodrome as a level, too.
That's cool.
Reptar from Rugrats. Not any of the babies. You got Reptar as a playable character in this game, too.
I know. I love that it's actually Reptar as the character. I was like, that's cool as fuck.
Yeah, you got Helga from Hey Arnold, which is cool. So they actually reaching back. Oh, they also have freaking Oblina from All Real Monsters.
Yeah.
Powder Toastman from Ren and Stimpy, like some random character they made up.
He's their superhero in there.
Yeah. And then, yeah, like that's what kind of what they announced so far. And then just to kind of go over the full list of characters they got here. I never heard of the Loud. I think it's called the Loud family or something like that. It is one of the characters or two of the characters. But here's the list so far right now. Oh, also Nigel Thornberry from Wild
what
Thornberries.
What the fuck? Right? Nigel Thornberry?
Right.
That's, the fuck?
That's kind of funny, too. But yeah, these are all characters that are playable. Of course, there's a lot of room for more, right? I mean, what they got right now, like 8, 10 characters?
Yeah, this is
nine?
Like, this is perfect if it was a real fighting game. 10 characters, yeah, okay. But they're going to probably expand it a little bit more and have more options.
Yeah. And you got two turtles in there, so, I mean, there's room for more turtles. Maybe a Bebop and Rocksteady, Shredder, you know, they could do all that. They have a huge library to pull from. Not only can they, you know, pull from the current, you know, cartoons they have right now, but imagine, like, freaking Angry Beavers, old school Nicktoon, Cat Dog. I'm thinking Rocko's Modern Life, really, really big man.
Oh, that's
that'd be
good
cool
one.
Too, right?
Okay, wait, I got something for you. So can you real quick look at the box? Can you Google the box art for me for this game?
Oh, is there box art for
that's it. No. Look up Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl box art. Look it up like that for me. This game looks like it has a lot of cool characters and a lot. I feel like the roster was well picked for the most part, with the exception of a couple things.
Ooh, okay.
So if you go to the image there. Click that one and the second one right there.
This one?
This is the actual box art. And it's shadowed out on purpose.
Oh, fuck. Wrong fucking...
All right. Now, go to my email. And so, first off, look at the left here. There's two characters right here that are not in the fucking roster. Now, click at this. And this is somebody putting in pictures from... pre-existing avatar art.
Yeah.
This is not from something they drew. This is pre-existing avatar art. And look at how close it fits into the shadows around it.
Yeah, it kind of does, which
so
is cool.
Everyone's wondering if the hidden characters in the game are fucking avatars.
Or just characters they haven't announced yet. Which, yeah.
Or that.
Avatar Lost Airbender was one that I was going to mention, too. That is a Nickelodeon IP that they can easily put in here. Why not?
And if that is the case, I hope that each game has a hidden character in the game. And I get Toph.
Yeah.
I want to play fucking Toph, bro. Not Korra, not Aang, not Roku, not Zuko. I want Toph, bro.
Not Sokka?
I want a fucking Toph that fights like Makoto. Like, fucking all heavy hard hit moves that fucking, like, have full control of the field and shit.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for the concept.
Because this is like Smash Brothers, because it plays like Smash. It's a platforming fighting game, I guess is what you call it nowadays. People are saying, imagine they have like a twinsy type of character like Ice Climbers, but it's like...
Fairly Odd Parents.
Or Phil and Lil from Rugrats.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? Or Cat Dog would be like that, right?
Cat Dog could be that, yeah. Right? I'm surprised Fairly Odd Parents aren't here. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
I mean, I don't think they're done mentioning characters right now. I think this is just their first trailer.
Okay.
It does come out in the fall. So if they want to be crazy,
there's
like
time. There's
yeah,
time.
If they want to be crazy like some fighting games do, they can like show us a new character every week. You know, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then of course there's room for DLC, right? People doing DLC nowadays. So like I'm not mad at it yet. Wait till DLC ends and they stop doing DLC. Then we could be mad about what characters didn't show up, right? But right now, like, there's definitely room for possibility. One thing that I would like to see too, but I don't think we're gonna get it, would be something like Quail Man. From Doug.
Oh, Quail Man. That would be a good one, AJ.
That'd be sick, right? But
dude, Quail Man.
Disney owns Doug right now.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah. So we may not get that, but that would be sick, right?
I forgot Disney owned. Dude, where's fucking, where's Heifer?
From Rocko's Modern Life? Yeah, that'd be cool, too.
Or and Spunky.
Spunky would be cool, too, right?
Yeah.
And then someone was saying, too, like, imagine that the training mode is like explained to you by Clarissa from Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh, that's genius.
That'll be sick.
That's
right?
Genius. See,
maybe having some shit from All That. Maybe they could go back in like to like Hey Dude from back in the day.
Dude, man, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Like, you know,
yeah.
When you fight the boss, they tell you a scary story first. You know, right?
Double Dare. Like, I don't know what they could do with that. Maybe
dude,
one of the stages looked like Double Dare.
Question, where's Rocket Power?
Oh, yo, the Rocket Power too. That's right.
Where's Rocket Power? I want
That'd
Otto.
Be cool. Yeah.
I want Otto, bro.
Yeah, slapping
Otto
you around
or
with
Squid.
A skateboard or something like that.
Otto, Twister, or Squid. You know, you got to have one of them in there.
And then supposedly there's a rumor that they might include Nick Jr. stuff. So imagine Dora the Explorer.
Yo,
Swiper, no swipey, you know?
If Dora the Explorer is the main character, I'm maining Dora. I don't care. If she sucks, if she's bottom tier, whatever, I'm maining Dora, bro. Like, no matter what.
Imagine Blue's Clues.
You heard it here first, guys.
Or, like, remember Face? I'd like to see Face in some, I don't know, form. I don't know what. Legend of the Hidden Temple. You know, they could bring some shit like that out too, some way.
It's coming out, actually, so I wouldn't doubt that they are fucking kind of getting ready for some shit.
Delicioso.
Like that.
Yeah, so there's like I'm kind of hyped for this.
I want Alex Mack.
Alex, dude, that'd be sick.
I want to be able to use Alex Mack.
Yeah, bro. That'd be perfect. Damn, yeah, they have a huge library to go to, like. So hopefully they do that. I mean, they already reached as far back as freaking Ren and Stimpy and All Real Monsters. So, mm-hmm. You know, who says that they can't do any of the shit that we just mentioned? Because that's all in between there, right?
I fuck with that.
Even
yeah.
Like Wild Thornberry. Like, I'm pretty sure everyone's forgotten about Wild Thornberries until now. So that was cool. And out of all characters, Nigel. Like,
yeah,
I guess that makes sense. I don't
know. I mean,
it
makes sense, but I was like, why? Of all people, it sounded weird to me.
Anyways, but yeah, look out for this coming out this fall. So this year. Which is crazy.
So
all systems, by the way.
Final Fantasy 14. A lot of people are real disappointed in that these days. You know why, AJ? Because Final Fantasy 14 had a huge ass sale.
Okay.
And they sold 47,000 copies online of the digital copies of the game, right? But if you look online to buy digitally, it says sold out. So can you explain to me how a company sells out of a digital copy of something?
I can, actually.
Please, because apparently a lot of people are very confused by this.
Yeah, no, it is a confusing thing. Like, how do you, like, run out? But some there's keys, right? Remember how we had to play when we played Diablo? We needed a certain key to generate to be able to play.
Oh, yeah, we had to generate a new key sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they don't have enough keys to generate it. Maybe, you know, the company only allowed, you know, freaking a million keys can be generated for this game, and maybe they sold out of all those keys.
Okay, I hadn't thought about it that way. Okay.
That if you want the argument for how do you run out of digital games, that's the argument. But yes, how the fuck do you run out of something that you can just infinitely copy, right?
Can you just make more of it? I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like it's like a thing that wouldn't be that hard if they could spend some money on it.
And
know?
Then it is, this Final Fantasy is online too, right? So maybe they don't have enough server space to support all these people that want to play online. I don't know.
Yeah, and this this new update launched in April, so it's like, I don't know, man. I feel like there was enough time for them to fix it.
Or maybe
this.
The sale, because it was a game that was on sale, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they're only allowed to sell so many on the sale price.
Oh.
And they sold out of that.
I hadn't even thought about that.
And it could be another thing, too, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I think that basically covers all the news. That was unfocused news as normal, guys.
Mm-hmm. I also heard for that Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl game, Wave Dashing might be in there.
Ooh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, some people like noticed like some of the characters playing, like, that looks like wave dashing. Like, what's going on? And apparently, Patrick looks like a grappler too. So
all I know is I want the Fairly Odd Parents, bro.
Yeah, we'll see.
I really want Fairly Odd Parents.
They didn't like. I feel like we can get more. So we'll see what happens.
All right, what you got planned for your focus with KJ?
I'm gonna finish this cream soda, and then I'm gonna I don't know. I want to. I kind of did a little bit of this, but I was doing some training in Seoul. So I want to just do more of that and just like, you know,
hey, let me know. Kind of go back into that. You know, I always need practice. Let me know.
I almost started playing Splatoon today, but then I got distracted by the Pac-Man, game that's on there for free. play that.
If you want to play Splatoon, you let me know. I'm always on that shit. I'm still learning new shit.
But other than that, just more Digimon Soul for the weekend. I don't know. Play something. Like I want to play one of those. Well, I've been playing Street Fighter every like week, so I'll be playing more Street Fighter at round one. So I'll be doing more of that for sure. I want to go and complain about their. You know what I noticed too? At round one, they have like Japanese style arcade machines, right, where you sit down at them and all that and play.
Someone on the other side. Yeah.
And they're like back to back to each other, so you can play your opponent on the other side, right? They have one machine that has several games in it, all fighting games. One of them is Skullgirls that they have on there. Skullgirls at an arcade. And it also has Third Strike in there. It has Street Fighter IV, King of Fighters 14, and a couple of other games I've never even heard of.
Hack machine or what?
Also has BlazBlue in there too. At least two of the different versions that exist of BlazBlue in there. And I think Tag Battle's in there too. I was like, hack machine, right? But it works with the Nesca card, which is fucking crazy. Like, you could save your data for these games too. I'm like, that's fucking crazy. So I might need to go there and like, you know, camp out until someone actually starts playing there, so I can go and kick their ass in whatever game pops up. Also, Samurai Spirit, aka Samurai Showdown, is also one of those games in there too. So, play some fighting games out round one, guys.
Yeah, for me, definitely some more Soul. I've been kind of looking up some Cassie stuff because I want to have more options and just gotta get better using her in general. The Sandman book. I'm going to read this so I can get ready for that show.
Exactly.
And I think that Digimon, even if you want to play tonight, I would definitely like to play a little bit.
Yeah, I'd be down to play.
A couple of matches or something
after this. Yeah, after I go get some food and stuff like that, yeah.
I'll allow it. But yeah, you guys, I guess that's about it. I'm Focus. Thanks for joining us tonight. We will see you next week.
Yeah. How do you close the show with this button?
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday!
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. When the show starts, Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Discord, we have a Discord. There will be a week in the future where we won't have a show too, by the way, guys. Just saying. In a couple weeks. 3 weeks, maybe.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!